Thank you for listening to this message from Life Christian Center.
And so we believe this morning that prayer is powerful, correct? All right, now, some would wholeheartedly agree with that statement, while others would maybe this morning strongly disagree with that statement. Some have experienced undeniable results of prayer, while others feel that they have never experienced a genuine result of prayer. Regardless of what you or I may have experienced or have not experienced, regardless of how we may feel about prayer this morning, it does not take away the fact that prayer is powerful. Amen? If we feel like we have been robbed somewhere, we haven't experienced it, that doesn't mean that it does not exist or operate the way that God has designed it to operate. I want to take you just briefly to James chapter 5 and verse 16 as we begin this morning, because it's there that we find a familiar statement about prayer, and it says this, that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Do we believe that this morning? That the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. You see, effective and fervent, we read it in the English language as two separate words. There's even in most translations a comma in between them. But in the Greek, it is just one word, and it means, it denotes prayer that is active and at work effectively. Prayer that is active and at work effectively. How many knows if we don't pray, prayer doesn't work? Maybe we have not because we ask not. Maybe we haven't experienced because we haven't activated prayer in our hearts, prayer in our lives. Maybe it's we're not allowing it to work to its place of efficiency or effectively. But how many know this morning prayer is effective? It is fervent. Amen. You see, and it says that the prayer of a righteous man avails much. Everybody say avails. That word avails means to have efficiency or efficacy, all right? Force and value. It denotes the Lord strengthening us with combative, confrontive force to achieve all that he gives us faith for or faith to do. How many knows that we are moved or should be moved by faith? Amen. We were moved by faith towards salvation in Jesus Christ, correct? This morning, by faith, we believe that Jesus Christ came, that he walked this earth, that he was crucified, that he was buried, and that he is raised, and that one day he will return, correct? We receive that by faith. And because we have faith in him, that faith should be activated in our lives through, again, the element of prayer. And so what that word avails means is that even in situations that may be confrontive and combative, God has designed prayer so that we can face those moments and accomplish his will through prayer. And that means there should be results. There should be fruit from that. You see, prayer infused with faith can face the necessary resistance so that it brings what the Lord defines as success or victory in our lives. How many knows that prayer can stand the fight? How many knows that prayer can not only stand the fight, but it wins the fight? Amen. You see, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, it says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." Do you have faith in God this morning? Do you have faith in Jesus Christ, his risen Son, our risen Savior? Do you have faith this morning in the Holy Spirit that lives and dwells within you and I today? Amen. You see, if we have that faith and we begin to put that faith into action through prayer, we can combat the enemy and it can meet every resistance possible in faith through prayer. Our prayer through faith stands that test. Again, prayer is powerful, but it must be activated and it must be at work in our lives and it must be full of faith. We can't declare that prayer doesn't work if it is not active or if we're not allowing prayer to work in our hearts and in our lives. We can't declare that prayer isn't powerful if we're not allowing that faith that we say we believe in to be manifested. How many know sometimes we just believe things, but we don't live those things? We say it because it sounds good. Maybe it makes us feel better. But you see, faith isn't just believing that something, it's living it out. It means that every single day you're putting things into action and application, because it's not just a theory, but it's a must have in your life. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 16 and 19, he says this, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound." I'm sorry, I read that. I got ahead of myself. Hold on. I also apologize for my voice. It is what it is, but pray with me and pray for me, okay? "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now, does that sound like prayer is weak? It sounds like prayer is pretty powerful to me, doesn't it? It means that when we come into agreement, that God can move heaven and earth on our behalf with the words that we use through faith, through what he has promised us. Amen. Jesus later says in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19, it says, "Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Last time I checked, we gathered together this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know what that tells me this morning? That he is here. Did you know that you and I right now, we have the keys to the kingdom? Right now, you and I, through faith, we can take that weapon, that tool of prayer, and we can begin to employ it for what it is needed and necessary for in this moment. Prayer is powerful, especially prayer of agreement. I want you to say agreement with me this morning, all right? Agreement. Okay. We're not currently in agreement, but we're going to get there. See, Jesus said that a prayer of agreement produces results as it simultaneously invites God into our present situation. That's what Matthew chapter 18, 19, and 20 is telling us. Prayer produces results, but it also produces his presence in the midst of where we are, no matter where we are. How many know this morning that prayer works outside of this church? Amen? You see, prayer works if you're in the aisle at Walmart. Prayer works if you're at your bedside and you're broken. You see, prayer works this morning if you're at your job and you just need a moment of strengthening and or a moment of release in your life. You see, no matter where we are, prayer, it works. Amen? You see, there is this agreement of prayer, an in agreement of prayer. It means that we are in one accord, or that we're in perfect harmony. It means that all of the sounds that are being made are blended and harmonious. And I don't know if you've ever been a part of a service where you can hear the saints of God praying, and when it becomes one voice and one sound. But I'm telling you, when that happens, things change, amen? Prayer of agreement changes things in our lives. Again, it's like that melting or binding together of like faith with a unified focus. And we have witnessed the power of such prayer in this house, again, on multiplied occasions over the last several years. But you see, I think that sometimes there's this little simple word that goes along with prayer. And to be honest with you, when I left service last Sunday night, I was already asking the Lord, what is it that you want me to preach Sunday morning? What way are you going to be leading my heart? You know, let Lord, Holy Spirit, let my heart be open to scripture. And all, I'm praying this from here to my house. I've got 3 miles. And can I tell you that before I got to Sonic, the Holy Spirit just whispered a word into my heart. And I said, that can't be the word. I'm like, are you serious? That's like too simple or something. I don't know. But how many know sometimes in God's simple truth, there is great power. Amen. You see, and I think that there is a simple word that is always identified with prayer, and it denotes agreement. But this simple word is often seen as just common. It is thought of more as an ending than it is a proclamation of agreement, even though it is overlooked and maybe even underappreciated by most of the church world today. I believe that it can change our outlook on prayer if we better understand its use and meaning for our lives. And so that simple word this morning is amen. Now, we say it a lot, don't we? Lord, bless this food, our bodies to your service. Amen. But do we know what that means? When we declare amen at the end of something, do we know what that really means? Do we understand what we're asking? You see, the Old Testament, it means, the word amen means this. It means verily or truly. It means may it come to pass or so be it, exclamation point. And it doesn't change much. You get into the New Testament and it simply means this: trustworthy, sure, truth. May it be fulfilled and so be it. You see, this morning we need to understand that sometimes the smallest things can have a great impact in our hearts and in our lives. And this morning, I believe that God set that word in my heart for a reason. You see, I think we say it nonchalantly at the end of maybe most every prayer that we pray. It's common. Very rarely will you hear somebody pray and at the end of their prayer not say amen. Right? Think about it for a moment. No matter what you're praying for, at the end of what you pray, we always say amen. You see, and sometimes I think it can become just that nonchalant, common thing. But you see, what if we started saying it strategically? What if we started saying amen with authority and with power and with faith? Can you imagine what would begin to change and alter? You say, well, I always say amen. But do you understand what you're saying? You see, this morning, what if we start saying amen less as a verbal ending to prayer and more as a victorious declaration of agreement in prayer? I think that begins to shift how we pray and what we pray for. You see, the truth is, if we aren't careful, we can find ourselves in a place or spiritual condition where we're just going through the motions of prayer instead of being driven to prayer by a faith that passionately believes with God nothing is impossible. A faith that says, he said it, I believe it, he's gonna do it, so be it. You see, sometimes what happens is we get lax in our prayer life. Can I be honest with you? Because of this simple little word that God dropped into my heart last Sunday night, I was even convicted over how I prayed over my food this week. And I have to admit, sometimes I'm like, Lord, bless it, please, just don't let it cause illness. Amen. But I was convicted by the words that I was speaking because I did want my body to be blessed by that food. I did want that food to be nourishment for my body so that my body could provide proper service for his kingdom. So be it, Lord. That was the best burrito I've ever eaten. You see, whether it is within the boundaries of personal prayer, corporate prayer, or the word of God, amen, I believe, is a key that helps open the door of faith and causes us to cross over the threshold of impossibilities and step into a realm where all things are possible. And again, I think we take prayer so common. How many knows this morning that prayer is not common? It is one of the greatest assets that we have as a believer in Jesus Christ. You see, but what we choose to do with it is very important. Are we getting to that place where we're just in the routine of prayer? Have you ever found yourself praying for the same thing the same way every day? Oh, no, none of you have ever been there. Okay. Sometimes when you get real messed up and you lose your focus, sometimes you can get in a routine and you pray the same thing the same way every day. Now, does that mean that prayer doesn't work? No. I have loved ones that I pray for every day. I will never stop praying for them. But how many know sometimes in prayer we need to be sensitive to what the Lord wants to do and how he wants to move. And we don't need to treat it as common. We don't need to treat it as an obligation or a checklist item for the day. Because again, what we're doing through prayer is we're coming into agreement with God. I don't want to nonchalantly come into agreement with God. I want to very strategically come into agreement with my Heavenly Father. Amen. You see, I think sometimes we quote the word of God without coming into agreement with God's word. Well, I'm a little down today, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. Is it really? You see, how many knows just saying something doesn't really add up? You see, if we're going to speak, and statistically women speak a lot more. A lot more. See, they're practiced at it. They're well-versed. They wouldn't have messed that up. Women speak like, I don't remember what it is, but it's something outrageous. It's something like 14,000 more words than men or something. That may be a little overshot. But how many knows, no matter how many words we speak, what if every word we spoke counted? I can tell you I waste a lot of words. I want to be more strategic with how I pray. You see, what would happen if we went beyond just quoting verses and quoting scripture and by faith, everybody say faith, and by faith started coming into complete agreement with God's word? And I love memory verses and memorization, and our children's program does an amazing job at that. I don't want to down memorization, but if we don't have the application of that word along with the memorization, how many knows that really we're missing out? Amen. It's about the memorization. It's about hiding God's word in our heart, but it's also about being able to understand what it means and how it should be working in our life through faith. You see, again, I think if we began through faith and we started coming into complete agreement with God's word, what would happen is those mornings that we're not feeling so well or we're feeling sick, we would say, by his stripes, I am healed. Amen. Come into perfect agreement with him and say, you know what, Lord? Your word says this, so I believe it, so be it. Let that happen in my life. You see, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. So be it in my life. Nothing can separate me from the love of God through Christ Jesus. Amen. So be it in my life. I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. Amen. You see, you got to add that in there. Why? Because it's some magical formula? No, but you're coming into agreement with him and you're saying, so be that in my life. This is something that is trustworthy. It's truthful. And because it is, that's what I need right now. It's not just mind over matter. It's taking scripture and it's allowing it to become the powerhouse that it should be in our lives. No weapon formed against me can prosper. Amen. So be it. And again, those could probably go on and on this morning. And again, I want to reiterate that amen is not some kind of fix-all word. It's not a magical formula type thing to add in. It's not a magic word of any sort. But it can become a very powerful word if we understand it and employ it properly. Understanding that when we say it, we are saying that is truth and so be it. It's coming in to complete agreement with what God has said or desired. It doesn't matter how many times that you have to say the word amen after the same prayer or scripture. I've been praying for certain loved ones for quite a long time. And maybe you have too this morning. Maybe there's a prayer in your life that you've been praying for a long time for a number of things. Physical healing, deliverance. We cannot afford to come out of agreement with what God's word says. We cannot afford to just speak empty words. We have to bow before a holy God in faith, believing that everything that he has promised in his word is yes and amen. So be it, Lord. It doesn't matter how many times you have to say it. Keep saying it. Keep declaring that this is truth and that it will come to pass. Some of you this morning, you've given up on certain prayers in your life because you've prayed so long and you have felt like there has been no movement, no answer. Can I tell you this morning not to give up? Return to prayer fervently. Return to prayer fervently and begin crying out before God and begin declaring, even if you have to say it 100 times, amen, 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 amen. So be it, so be it, so be it. Because I believe that God is a man who does not lie. And what he says, it will come to pass. Amen? Our timing may not be his timing. Our way may not be his way. But that should never stop us from coming out of agreement with who he is and what he has said is available to us through his word this morning. You see, what matters is that we continually and deliberately choose to come into agreement with each other. Do you know what will save a marriage, repair a marriage, cause a marriage to thrive instead of just survive? Is when you decide to come into complete agreement with your spouse. I love when we're in complete agreement because my life is so good. But when we're not in complete agreement, my life just, I want to go to heaven. You see, being in complete agreement makes a difference. And we need to be in complete agreement with our spouses. We need to be in complete agreement with our family. We need to be in complete agreement with each other in this house today. We need to be in complete agreement with God's word. We need to be in complete agreement with his will. We need to be in complete agreement with his Holy Spirit. Why? Because when we come together in complete agreement under his name, things change. Miracles, signs, and wonders transpire. There's salvation, there's redemption, there's deliverance, there's forgiveness, there's mercy, there's grace. There's everything that we need in his presence. You see, we've been given prayer, as I mentioned earlier, as both a tool and a weapon, giving us the ability to produce a desired or intended result in our lives and the lives of others according, again, to God's word and according to his will for us individually and as a collective body. We have been given the keys to the kingdom. When Jesus said, "It is finished," and he died, and 3 days later he arose conquering death, hell, and the grave, he said, "All authority has been given to me." And now he says, "I'm giving that authority to you." That seed of faith that sits inside of you and me this morning is more powerful than we realize. Christ himself said it can move, just the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. But do we really believe that? Is that something we're standing behind and saying, "Amen"? You see, this morning we need to realize what we have been given. We've been given the keys to the kingdom. We've been given the power of agreement. And in a world where agreement seems to be a lost art, let's bring it back. Let's bring back agreement and say, "You know what? I don't care if you're a donkey or an elephant." And some of us act more like donkeys than anything else in life. It doesn't matter where we stand on certain things as long as what we do is stand under the banner of Jesus Christ. Amen? And declare his word and his will above everything else. How many knows everything else is superficial and doesn't matter? Amen? But we can at least, as his body, come together and declare that he is above all things. You see, the only thing that stands in our way of living an active, working, effective life of prayer is us. It's not your spouse. It's not your kids. It's not your church. It's you. It's not people you work with. It's you. It's not your neighbor. It's you. The only way that your life of prayer is not active and working and effective is if you allow it not to be so. I shouldn't have said that, should I? I'm sorry. You see, we must choose to come into agreement in prayer individually and collectively. And I hope that God has moved in a way that we can see and understand the greatness of that in our lives. We must choose to come into agreement with the Word of God. Don't just read it. Don't let it just be some theology. Let it be the force that drives your life and propels you forward into the kingdom of God. If you would, I want you to stand with me this morning. Romans chapter 4. I want to read a few verses, beginning in verse 19. It says, "And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform." Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that for your own life, for your own marriage, for your own family? Are you this morning able to look and say, you know what? I know this doesn't seem logical or possible, but God promised. God promised. You see, if we read that in the Passion Translation, it says, "In spite of being nearly 100 years old, when the promise of having a son was made, his faith was so strong that it could not be undermined by the fact that he and Sarah were incapable of conceiving a child." This morning, we need to understand that it doesn't matter what we think, God is able. It doesn't really matter what logic would tell us. This morning, we have to know and believe that God is able. It said he never stopped believing God's promise. This morning, we cannot stop believing God's promises. We cannot think, well, that's just, again, that's good thought. That's good theology. You know, that's a really nice self-help way to look at things. How many knows the word of God is so much greater than self-help? You see, it's salvation for eternity. You see, it's to allow us to live an empowered life here and now and not have to wait for eternity. He never stopped believing God's promise, for he was made strong in his faith to father a child. And because he was mighty in faith and convinced that God had all power needed to fulfill his promises, Abraham glorified God. You see, this morning, we need to make sure that we are glorifying God in our lives through faith, believing that nothing is impossible for him. And again, I know that we're all in different walks of life. We all have a different past and a different history. We all have a different present. But can I tell you that we all have the same future? Amen. And so this morning, it doesn't matter where we are, what we're going through. We need to pray effectively and fervently, because that prayer, it's will avail much. You see, it changes things. And understand that what you have been given is made to withstand every element that would combat or resist that which you are praying for until it is accomplished according to God's will. What you have is not lesser than what is pressing against you. Even if what has been pressing against you has pressed against you for longer than you can count at this point, God is still able to save and deliver and to set free. He is still able to heal and make whole. That has never changed and it never will. Amen declares, "I am in agreement with God and fully convinced that he is able to perform all his promises." So my question, I suppose, to you this morning is, what is it that you need to start declaring amen at the end of? But not just amen because the prayer is over, but amen meaning, God, this is truthful, it's trustworthy. Let it come to pass, so be it, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So be it. What is it in your life this morning that you need to begin to declare amen over that this morning? What is it that you need to stand up by faith and say, so be it, according to your word, according to your will this morning, Father? I want you to think about that as I pray. What is it that you need to declare amen and come into perfect agreement, complete agreement with God over this morning? Father, I pray this morning, Lord, that as we all stand here, God, again, each having a different place and position in life, but Lord, I know that you are able, God, that you're no respecter of persons this morning. And God, you are able to do what is necessary in our lives. Father, I pray right now that each heart, God, under the sound of my voice, would begin to search their heart, evaluate, and God, find that thing that maybe they had kind of given up on. God, maybe that they set on the back burner, that maybe, Lord, the last time they prayed it, there really wasn't that element of faith behind the prayer. And God, they said amen, but God, they really didn't expect anything to change. God, that thing, Lord, right now, I pray that you would bring it to their heart. And God, as you bring it to their heart, I pray that within them, God, there would be, Lord, this welling up with inside of them, God, this increase, God, to that seed of faith. And God, as it begins to just, Lord, well up inside of them, God, I pray that they would be able to boldly declare amen. God, and know that they are in complete agreement with you this morning. Father, I ask this morning in Jesus' name. If while we were praying, that thing came to your heart or your mind or things, maybe it's more than one this morning, I want you to take a step of faith and move out from your seat, even if it's just into the aisle way. Maybe you don't want to come down front. That's fine. But at least take a step of faith and move into the aisle way to show God how serious you are in this moment, that you are willing and you are wanting that to change. And as we play, I want you to just begin to pray for that thing. And when you feel like you have communicated with your Heavenly Father appropriately, I want you to end that prayer by saying amen, but not because it's the end of the prayer, but because it's the beginning of your testimony. Because you're gonna say it, and it's gonna be, and when it comes to pass, you're going to give God the glory for what he has done. If that's you this morning, I want you to come. If you need prayer of agreement for anything else in your life and you want us to come and just to pray with you, we will do that this morning. If you don't know Jesus Christ is your Savior, perfect time to come and surrender your life to him. Whatever you may need this morning, he has what you need today.
Thank you again for listening to this message. For more information on our church and the ministries that we offer, please visit us on the web at lccmadisonville.com or at any of our social media accounts at lccmadisonville.